Money, 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 money.
Is there a song about getting paid?
This fucking Gorm song is
I get money.
Too long
money.
To get into.
I get it. 50 Cent.
We're not all doing fucking meth in here, Gorm. Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro Bets.
Oh, yeah.
A show for degenerates by degenerates. I say that every single day, and I honestly have no idea which direction I say it. Today's show is actually brought to you by my bookie.
Let's go.
.ag.
Yes.
Hello,
the number one betting site on the entire internet.
It's in the internet.
And it's
correct.
In the internet.
Correct.
And it's on the world.
Basically, everyone knows mybookie.ag, the number one most trusted site on the internet.
Yep. That's a
good
fact.
Good people.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, mybookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with the title?
Absolutely not.
Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last season?
I like Virginia
a lot. Kentucky get back to the Final Four?
No.
If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you, multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is they pay you up fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours fast.
Ooh.
Bet with the best, then kick back and enjoy.
Wow.
March Madness.
Kick back, baby.
Don't kick the babies.
Don't
kick a baby.
Kick the bookies.
Don't kick the babies. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code BROBROBROBETS for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code BROBROBROBETS.
Yep.
50%. Sign up bonus with my bookie. You play, you win, you pay, you get paid.
Yep. Yeah.
Gracias, that's how it works. Bookie. All right. If you've been listening to this show, we've been absolutely destroying.
Yep.
Haven't lost a game in weeks.
Tony.
Todd, you went 2-3 yesterday. You won on both your NHL overs.
Yeah, big NHL guy.
You lost Pacers minus 12.
Yeah. Did you watch that game?
No.
Fuck them. They scored like 2 points in like 7.5 minutes. They were up 16.
I believe you were on Boston College with me. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck college basketball.
College basketball is
so hard.
It's so unbelievable. Pitt has lost 13 of their last 14 games. They're somehow favored. We should have known when they were favored that this was a fucking wonky line and not taking it.
Mm-hmm.
We took Boston College plus one. They were down by like 30 at one point. And then you go out west, fucking Gonzaga beats St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Yep, by 48 points earlier in the season. And they scored 45 points in a game. Like, college basketball is the absolute worst.
Did they win?
Don't bet it.
Did Gonzaga win last night?
No, they fucking lost. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
St. Mary's, they're plus 14 and a half.
Yeah.
Failed a pit.
How does that happen?
It's the worst. These fucking kids, you know. One day, their girlfriend gives a BJ to somebody else. And
Jesus,
fucking
Tony. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he's telling the truth. Hey, let him speak. Let him preach.
I mean,
go
this
ahead,
college
talk.
Drama. I know you haven't been there in like
they're
7 years.
They're so emotional at that age.
You just don't know. You don't know what you're going to get. You
don't know.
I mean, we're talking ball games here, and you're talking BJs. I'm
well,
like,
it factors into picking games.
Ball games and BJs, they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. These college kids, you don't know when one player is going to cheat on another player's girlfriend.
Never know.
Like fucking making out at a frat party. You just don't know, Gorms.
The more
what
you
I'm
know.
Is fuck the game. Gorms went 2-1.
There you go, Gorman.
I'm giving you the two with the Lakers.
You give me the toe in the water Lakers bet. I like
Lakers.
It.
And who was your other win?
Well, we had
Milwaukee minus 10.5.
Yeah.
And then you lost with
Philadelphia.
Minus 15.
I mean, they won by 7 or 6 or something. And Klaus, the new dog for Joel Embiid, did not play. It was a factor
in
this.
Did he name it Klaus because of the Umbrella Academy? Do you know what the Umbrella Academy is?
Not, you're not your guy for that.
I know what the Umbrella Academy is. Different Klaus.
One of the, yeah, okay. Well, I didn't know if he just got this dog's name. Whatever. Gumpy 1-0. UV. Fucking full of 40 with CR7. Fucking CR7's what an incredible human.
Legend.
I'm on the terrible streak. I went 1-2. I won the Spurs. They did their best to fuck it up. And then I also lost Boston College and Georgia Tech as well. They almost came back at the end. They almost came back.
Almost.
It was close.
Just some fun facts. I also lost the under for the noon game, but we're not counting that. And Wake Forest pushed for Todd.
There you go. Hey, love a good push.
I like a push.
All right, let's get into today.
Yep.
We are back here today. Todd McComas, Gumpy's back. I'm Tony Diggs. Raldi's back from the road with NHL picks. Gourmet's, if you're going to follow anyone right now, he is most on fire out of the group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to fade anyone, it's me. and Boston Connor is also back from the road.
Let's get hot.
Let's start with Nicky Raldi with some NHL picks.
All right, let's go with the one I'm most sure about.
Okay.
Let's go with the Leafs. The
Leafs.
Taking on the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like the Leafs money line, -245. And then I'm going to take the over, and I usually don't do over-unders, but the Blackhawks are something absurd.
Absurd.
Like 21 or 22 and 1 in Correct. The past however many games. Mm-hmm. And just looking at their last couple games here, like 7-1 win, 2-1 win, 5-4 win, 5-2 loss, 6-3 loss. Even when they're losing, they're hitting this over.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Both these teams love to play offense. They don't like playing defense. I'm going the over here.
That's a very, very smart
then
play.
I threw a little parlay together.
Hey-oh!
Because the odds on the other games aren't that great. I like Edmonton, -250, mm-hmm. the Rangers, +105, mm-hmm. and the Leafs, -245 altogether.
I like that a lot.
Let's go.
One of the only things I also hit last night was I did a parlay with all of the high NBA money line spreads, like five. It was just like it was 100 to win 130.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know that's not a bad bet.
It's a smart
take
bet.
It. Like the Pacers, the Sixers, the Bucks, the Nuggets, and someone else, but they're all like -200 or above.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They all fucking won. I mean, it's just easy. It's easy for you.
Yeah,
it's
I had the same parlay written down as what he read. So.
Then we're good.
Oh, look at you two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, those are the NHL picks for today. Let's roll into a little NBA. I'm going to start.
Here we go.
And if you have any disagreements, because I believe someone does on this first game, feel free to chirp in. I have Detroit +2.
Ooh. Tony.
Mm.
They laid an absolute egg against Brooklyn. They shot 28%.
That's bad.
Not great. But no. They were also coming off a back-to-back. They got a few days rest since then. I look for Detroit to get back to their hot ways. Miami is fucking terrible at home.
Yeah.
Not sure why. Probably because of all the fucking...
Too much coke.
Strip clubs and coke.
Yep. Cocaine everywhere.
And I just think Detroit's the better team getting points, so I'm taking Detroit. Gormis, make your case for the Heat.
Well, my case for the Heat is they have been, they're 5-2 in their last seven.
Okay.
I'll give them that a little bit. They haven't been great at home. Tough place to win. Detroit, the reason I'm going with Miami on this, -2.
They've been fucking terrible.
Okay. Is because I don't trust Detroit. Losers lose. Love Dwayne Casey. Love what you're pulling in. But losers lose. I think they're still on the road. I think they're having a little bit of haven't slept too well in the last couple of nights.
Yeah.
Miami, big home win tonight against the Pistons.
All right, we will see. Okay. So neither of those picks will be on the Cup of Coffee a Day parlay since we're going against each other. I also have Utah -7.
Mm.
Little contrarian pick here. Suns are 4-1 against the spread and 5-0. Or sorry, mm-hmm. other way around. 4-1 straight up, 5-0 against the spread in their last five. On the other hand, the Jazz have been very down. They've struggled the last three out of four, but Jazz have something to play for.
A lot to play for.
Water finds its level here. The Suns are who they are. Jazz in the 8 seed are only like they're only a few games out of the mm-hmm. 4 spot.
Yep.
So let's go with the Jazz here, Todd.
I second that notion.
Here.
I second that notion. Also, good little trend tidbit here. They are 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 Wednesday games.
Wow.
What day of the week is it?
I think it's Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Fucking trendy.
They
love
the hump day.
I love you. I fucking love you. Those are my NBA picks. Todd, do you have any other besides the Jazz?
I do. I'm going to take I got the over at 221, Grizzlies at Atlanta.
Okay.
Two shitty teams. Mm-hmm. But the over is hit in Atlanta's five of their last seven games. And in their last 10 games, the total has only been under 221 one time.
Wow.
I like that a lot. Memphis on a little three-game win streak. They're averaging 113 points per game. And then the last matchup between these two teams, they combined for 248 points.
Like
this is a low number to reach.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think they cover this. And I'm also going to take Memphis. I took him at the money line, -115. A little crazy. Let's go -1 if it makes it into the parlay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Memphis -1.
Mm-hmm. My only worry about that is with the over, the great stats, but Memphis is a very, very, very – I think they're number one defensive team in the league. Just a little worry there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little
throw it out there. throw it out there. Gorms, do you have any other NBA picks?
I do. The marquee matchup of the night, Rockets at home taking on the Warriors. Warriors 4-6 in their last 10. Still trying to figure out what they're doing with Boogie Cousins, who he mixes well with while on the floor. Rockets hotter than Hades. 9-1 in their last 10. I am taking them to cover the 3.5 tonight against the defending champions. Not saying they're not going to be there at the end. I'm just saying, with a couple, you know.
KD
couple
is out already, by the way.
So I'm just saying, that 3.5 line.
Does it worry you at all that, like, Golden State can just turn on anytime?
Absolutely.
Every Golden State game worries me.
This smells like sure. That's why I'm thinking more Golden State plus 3.5 here. I mean, they just lost to the Suns. Anytime you get a team like Golden State coming off a terrible loss, I don't care if Kevin Durant's there or not. They won 73 games without him. Give me Steph Curry all day with the points.
The only thing that would worry me is the Warriors don't look like they have in years past.
Yeah,
even the games they win, they're still tight. They're not blowing anybody out of the building anymore.
Yeah, no way. They don't give a fuck until they get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, like you said, the Warriors, it's more weird when you see them losing. So anytime you get them +3, +3.5, yeah, feed that to me. I don't care.
All right, you two going against each other.
I'm on Rockets money line.
Check that. I was going to take that off of the cup of coffee a day parlay.
Keep it in.
But Gumpy is on the Rockets, so him and Gorms takes over.
Yep.
Connor.
Yeah, I also have another NBA pick.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead, Tony. I know that couple.
So you and Gorms have to, Gumpy, you and Gorms have to figure out right now whether you want to do the 3.5 or you want to do the money line at -165 for the cup of coffee.
Gorms is hot. Your pick, pal.
No, you know what? You're here as a guest right now. I mean, just right now.
In our country.
Until permanent. So I'm going to leave this to you. Whatever you want to do.
What did you take, Gorms? Remind me.
I took a -3.5.
-3.5.
Let's go money line.
I think for the parlay, I think that's.
Let's be safe with the money line.
Yeah, got to be safe.
Let's not get fucking greedy here.
Let's be safe.
What was your other NBA pick?
The other NBA pick I had was Brooklyn at OKC. They're getting—I mean, Brooklyn's +7. This isn't the old Brooklyn, rather. This is the new Brooklyn. This is the D'Angelo Russell. I'm 23 years old. I'm a man, Brooklyn. Give me them +7. They're going to the playoffs this year, boys. This isn't the old Nets anymore.
That's Gorm's team.
It is my team, but boy, oh boy, ride OKC big tonight because they're coming off what they came off last week with Russ Westbrook. He's going to do his things. I don't love Brooklyn on the road. Sorry about my Nets.
Is this a pick? Are you taking
OKC? No, it's not. You just asked me what I felt.
No, okay, he's just downing mine, of course. Come on.
I love when you two go against each other. All right, that's NBA.
Can I throw an NBA in that I did last night?
No.
Just a little tip.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a 10-point teaser when you put four teams together.
This is on mybookie.ag. Yep. It gives you this option.
So it's -130 for 10 points. So I got the Pacers at -1.5, mm-hmm. Sixers at -5, the Bucks is a pick 'em, and the Spurs +5.5 last night.
That's a good way to do it. That's like what I was saying earlier. If you take the high money line mm-hmm. parlay, yeah. It's basically very similar to that. So if you find something you like, do that.
A little side action.
Let's go into NCAA basketball. I don't have any because it's the worst fucking thing in the world.
I have one. I have one. All right. I'm taking Illinois -2 against Northwestern.
Okay.
This is an in-state rivalry that Illinois completely dominates. Mm-hmm. In their last 8 meetings, Illinois has covered the spread every time, which is an incredible stat for an in-state and conference rivalry.
So you're saying Northwestern's due?
No. Illinois has struggled the last couple games, but Northwestern has won like one game in their last 11. They are fucking dead. They lack the explosiveness on offense to be able to compete with Illinois.
Okay. That's Todd's one. Gump, you don't have any college basketball, do you?
Nope.
Me either. Nick doesn't. Gorms doesn't.
Connor
has two, I believe.
I have two. And you know, Tony, I've been staring at this Louisville -7.5 versus Notre Dame. And the more I look at it, the more I think, you know, let's not go 7.5. Let's go Louisville Notre Dame under 135.
So you're changing your pick.
Changing from -7.5 to the under of 135. Louisville Notre Dame, they both play defense. Notre Dame has not had a good year. We know that. They had a nice night last night, but tonight will be different. I still think Louisville wins. 7.5 is a lot. I think the under's a safe play. My other spread I like a lot, TCU -4 tonight. They're playing OK State.
Oh, fucking shit. Is Jamie Dixon there?
Jamie Dixon, he might be. You know me. I'm not a players guy. but I love the Horned Frogs tonight. -4. Get them. Cowboys suck.
All right, let's end on a little footy from Gumpy. What do you got, Champions League?
Liverpool, Bayern Munich. the draw plus 234. If Liverpool has an away goal, they go through with a draw, and I don't see Bayern Munich not scoring at home today.
No, yeah. Bayern's going to fucking score. Dude, you're in trouble there. What do you got?
I know that was soccer, but I just want to throw in a little fun for the guys here.
What do you got, a horse pick? I mean, you've been promising a fucking horse.
That's true. We got the Derby.
We haven't seen one.
Derby about 6 weeks away. We'll get to that. But just for fun, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
Futures bet AFC North. Who wins it this year, 2019? Dig, start with you.
Do you have the odds for me?
I don't. You just give me your team. Okay, we know what odds. That is.
Steelers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really? You think the Steelers are going to win the AFC?
Who do you think is going to win?
No. I mean, no. Of course.
Winning the North. That's all I'm asking. I don't know. Who's winning the North? We saw the transactions that's going
on. I think, Gorman, honestly, I love this question, especially with everything that's happening with Odell Beckham and everything. I do, as much as I've been on Diggs and Nick, your guys' case about the Steelers, it is too soon to call the Browns. But I also think nobody's talking about the Bengals. And the Bengals didn't lose anybody.
Bobby Hart, man.
Who do they have to lose?
They still got Joe Mixon. They still got AJ Green. They still have a line. They still have players on that team.
The Red Rocket.
I think everyone should watch out. I don't know what that coach's name is, but he might be brewing something up over there.
Here's my thing, though. I'm not going to go and get Steelers because I just don't have it in me, Gorms. Here's the thing. The Browns, congratulations. You did get better.
Yeah.
You absolutely
much
did.
Much better.
1,000% get better. But let's not fucking crown them in March. In the last 20 years, they've played in one playoff game.
Yep.
They lost to the Steelers in that playoff
Truth.
Game.
Truth.
Let's play a game, huh?
In those 20 years, the Steelers have one losing season. You want to go back 30 years, my entire life, the Browns have been in four playoff games, and the Steelers have four losing seasons. Let's just not crown them in March.
I like what you're saying, Tony.
I agree.
They did get better.
You heard Tony Chicolo, too.
Yeah, what about – he didn't want to go to the Patriots. He wanted to stay and win with the Steelers.
Yeah, everyone's ruling everybody out already.
How's that feel, huh?
Yeah, it's got to hurt. You got to strap the pads on.
Gump, who wins the North?
Steelers.
Todd.
Ravens.
Ravens. See, that's what I was waiting for.
Why?
Defense wins.
Yeah, but they lost.
There's nobody left. They're all gone.
I don't care. They're going to be good. You're going to think they're just going to be terrible this year on defense? No, it's never the case.
That is very Ravens thing. Every year you think they're going to suck.
Yeah,
they don't.
They're going to
do their thing. I got two words for you, fucking Steve.
Diggs, for the record.
Steven Nelson.
For the record, I'm on Pittsburgh right now for the future.
Are you?
Yeah. For the North.
Are we more talented than we were last year? No.
No.
Or 2 years ago? No. But as we've seen with the Patriots, the most talented team does not always win.
Never.
The best team always wins. I'm just thinking addition by subtraction. With that being said, good luck.
Good luck
to everyone. Even good luck to the Browns.
That's right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Oh, wait.
We gotta
cup
do the
coffee
parlay.
A day parlay.
That's what this show's about.
Well, we were good luck.
We got distracted here. Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got me on fire.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, yeah.
He attacked the Pittsburgh guys.
Hey. Also, don't bet against Big Ben. Don't be stupid and bet against Big Ben.
Utah Jazz -7.5. That's me and Todd, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Nets +7.
Yep.
That is Connor with Gorms doesn't like it.
Ugh.
TCU -4, also Connor.
Come on.
Memphis Grizzlies and Atlanta over 222.5 for Todd, unless you got the different number. Somewhere around
I got
there.
221.
Okay. Grizz -1. Illinois -2. Maple Leafs money line -245 from Rawlsy. Over 7, Blackhawks and Leafs -130 there. Houston Rockets money line -165. Notre Dame versus Louisville under 134.5. I have it. What do you have it at, Connor? Around there.
135. It just, yeah.
Today is a lower cup of coffee a day parlay. Still nothing to shake your cup at. 5 to win $1,700.
Not bad. Woo! Not bad.
I'll take it. With that being said, again, good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.